This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Compost is the ultimate soil amendment. It provides nutrients the plants require and increases the water-holding ability and workability of the soil. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, says it's often called black gold because of its value in improving garden soil.
By textbook definition, compost is nothing more than decayed organic matter. So going through the process of composting, this plant matter, debris breaks down. It could be animal matter too, anything organic. And basically what we get then is a finished product we call compost or humus or organic matter. And it's that material that we want because it's probably the best product to use to help break up our Kansas clays.
And I guess really we kind of think of just throwing everything together, but there really is kind of a chemistry and a science to composting.
Right. When I work with people on composting, I kind of say it's an art and a science. The science is making sure the composting process works, and I think the art part of it is figuring out what works for you. It's a two-step thing, but really it's nothing more than managing microorganisms that feed on the organic matter, and in their process of feeding, break it down and turn it into compost. And I think the aha moment for me and when I train other people on composting is we put dead stuff in the compost pile, but the compost pile is actually very much alive. And it's managing those microorganisms that helps the compost process take place.
You mentioned that this is organic material, but what comprises a good compost pile?
Right. For most homeowners, you know, what we're really talking about is plant debris. So what we're really talking about is waste material from our gardens, whether that be vegetable garden, flower gardens. Could also be kitchen scraps, any of the food products that do not have fats and oils. So a good example is if you're peeling carrots, you know, making a salad, all those could go into the compost pile. But once you put dressing on it, you got that oil, that fat on it, that probably needs to be discarded, not composted. And the other probably main ingredient is going to be those people that have to rake their leaves in the fall. We have fallen leaves. And those people that potentially catch their grass clippings would be the other main source of composting material for the average kind of homeowner. What we're really wanting is kind of a mix of things that are greens that have moisture and nitrogen in them. And then the browns we normally think of being dry and being a carbon source. And probably need roughly about two-thirds carbon, two-thirds brown to one-third greens. But the problem with most people in composting is that they have a lot of browns. They have the dry plant materials. They have the shredded leaves. And so then the challenge comes in, where do we get our sources of greens? And that's where you can bring in, you know, if you have some manure-based fertilizers, you know, happen to be on a farm, those type of things, or you can use some garden fertilizer. You can then add some nitrogen to that mix so the compost pile will function and work. Composting is really all about being alive. And what do things that are alive need? They need food, water, and shelter. And so the compost bin pile itself would be the shelter. Moisture is also very important. And then that food source is the carbon, the browns, and the greens that feed the microorganisms that then break down the debris itself. If your system's working properly, when it heats up and then starts to cool down, that's when you turn the pile to kind of mix up that material. And then when you turn it, that distributes the fresh material for the organisms to break down. It gives you a chance to add more water, and then you should get another spike in temperature. And eventually then, if you're an active composter, you know, that's when you get that compost going in months instead of a year.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, with information on starting a home compost pile. For more information on composting, contact your local extension office or visit www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu and search for composting. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.